Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels go from worst to first in one amazing week. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Dean Smith, who was deservedly honored last week with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, had a lot of expressions about the sport he coached so well for 40 years. Funny game, this basketball, he would say, after something inexplicable happened, like Sunday when Roy Williams' Tar Heels upset number 3 Louisville in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Funny because in the span of 7 days, the Tar Heels recovered from looking like they were heading for one of their worst seasons ever after missing 26 free throws and blowing a late lead to Belmont with all-around bad play. They went north and fought their way through the semifinal game against Richmond, but showed no signs of being able to stay with the defending national champions, who had not lost since February 9th of last season. But the Cardinals clearly lost Sunday. While Carolina fans are fixated on when and if P.J. Hairston will return to the lineup, the more salient question is who will emerge as stars and team leaders, whether or not P.J. comes back from NCAA exile. Given their ability and how they improved as freshmen, Marcus Paige and Bryce Johnson are two solid candidates to begin growing into stars. Williams has talked up Paige since the day he arrived on campus, and now the smooth lefty has developed into a terrific ball handler, passer, slasher, and shooter. He scored a college career high Saturday with 26 points and broke that with 32 on Sunday. Johnson had a double-double against Richmond and was among the cluster of Carolina big men who pulled down 25 rebounds against the bigger and stronger cards of Rick Pitino, who, by the way, still has never beaten UNC. Maybe he went home to the grief old Roy took all week here. One game does not a season make, and that can be said about both the Belmont and Louisville outcomes. But when fans fret and curse the coach and players, the guys that practice every day know where their real strengths and weaknesses lie. As Roy said after the 93-84 shocker, at least this proved to them that they can be pretty doggone good if they keep working hard, improving, and emerging. It's going to take a total team effort, and that's what they gave Sunday. Funny game, this basketball, and so is the confidence that can come from a big win like this one. Hopefully we'll see more of the team that played one day ago than the team that didn't 8 days ago. This is Archansky. See ya.